Today's episode is sponsored by Eternal Death Slayer 3, the highly anticipated game brought to you from the self-proclaimed genius behind Eternal Death Slayer 1 and Eternal Death Slayer 2. Use promo code TURDNUGGETS to get 20% off your pre-order. We're also sponsored by the breakfast cereal Kernel Crackers, the sugary treat that's part of a complete breakfast. A cereal so good, you'd wish he'd hop off the box and hang out with you. Use promo code DEMONIC to get 10% off your online order. Now let's fire up those time circuits, set it to 2006, because today, traveling back in time to revisit Grandma's Boy.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
I don't need to need you. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to say. Don't you want to help me? Tell me what to do.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of 88 Miles Per Hour Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Santos Medrano, and as always, I am joined by...
Freddy Morales. ¿Cómo están todos? Bienvenidos al show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Freddy Morales is back. We had that little small break where we did a Brothers Bear podcast crossover. We did The Fifth Element. But now, Mr. Freddy Morales has returned.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. Actually, it's on a rainy Los Angeles. Nice to get some rain finally.
I know, it was weird, right? That just waking up to rain in LA.
Yeah, yesterday was a beautiful day. I was hanging out at the Arts District, which I haven't been there in a while since I live in Lincoln Heights, Holmes. I was like, I'm going to go and window shopping, right? explore the neighborhood. So the Arts District is close by, and I had a good time. Like a loner.
Mr. Lonely. Yes. I'm so lonely.
But I enjoy it. Sometimes you got to go out and enjoy your free time, just you and your soul.
The only downside is when, like, fuck, I got to go to the bathroom. Like, where do I go? That's the only downside.
To the bathroom.
Well, yeah, because it's like
you need someone to go to the bathroom with you.
No, what I'm saying is when you need to go to the bathroom and you're out and about, a lot of places are gonna be like, no, sorry, we don't have any bathrooms. Yeah, so you're kind of just trapped.
Yeah, I actually had to go pee, and I went into the Starbucks that I knew had a bathroom, and of course I walk in there and sorry, the bathrooms are closed due to COVID. I was like, what? Okay, I guess they were just open like a week ago. So I had to hold it, bro. Luckily I had, you know, I'm 50 years old, I gotta let it out.
Yeah. Yeah. When, you know, when COVID, hey, this is funny and embarrassing, I'll say, I don't give a fuck. During COVID, because everything, you know, obviously got shut down, and shit was closing earlier too, but like all the places that when I would go deliver to cities and stuff and I had to go to the bathroom, I knew where to go. I could stop here. Like, I'll just use this bathroom here at Del Taco or whatever, Danny's, this and that. But then everything was like, nope, they weren't letting nobody in. Yeah. And this one day I'm out fucking having to use, I'm like, fuck, dude, I got to go to the bathroom back. I was up out in Pasadena, and it's just like, there's no way I'm going to make it back. I'm like, it's a 13-minute trip. I can't fucking make it, dude. Like, there's no way. So I start driving and looking at businesses that are dark, and I'm like, you know what? There's an alleyway that goes between that business. So I pulled in, and it was like a back parking lot area, dark, no one around. I'm like, you know what? I keep a bag of baby wipes in the car, and I just leaned up against the wall, and it wasn't me having to pee, bro. It was number two.
Oh,
I had no choice.
Wow. Welcome to the bathroom.
Hey, rather that than fucking, you know, fucking cagué mis pantalones and shit.
Me cagaste. Why do you smell like cagadas?
That'd be worse, dude, right? If you gotta go, just like in Jurassic Park, bro.
Yeah. You know, that's why LA smells like pee, because there's always someone peeing in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Just the other day, I was driving down and I saw a full-on naked man crossing the street with his pecker out. Bro, it was like, wow. You know, he had like Prince Nalgas and everything.
Yeah, that happened over there by Santa Monica, I believe. No, Melrose, and it may have been close to Paramount Studios. Right. I was driving in this nice neighborhood area, and then I see a guy. He's a big guy, stocky, and no lie, he's naked, and he's just going at it full force. Yeah, dude, in a nice neighborhood too. Yeah, I go.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like, it's like I'm gonna do it here in the nice neighborhood.
He's like, I called the cops because when I was driving, like before I got to him and I saw him, I saw people walking their dogs, you know, families walking with their kids. So I'm like, dude, like this guy, who knows what's in it, what's going on in his mind, you know, especially with the little kids where like, I'm like, I better call because, or what if like there's just somebody by themselves walking and he attacks them, you know, clearly that's horny.
Yeah, well, Javier, I don't know what was going on, but yeah, there's a lot of people who
are, welcome to the el crazy whack off episode of the
of 88 miles per hora.
Yeah, and well, they have a jack off part in this movie, so it kind of
it relates. Scene, by the way, it relates. So
yeah, well, to the DeLorean, let's travel back to the year 2006. Boy, now this movie with Freddie, I was so curious to think what you thought because it's like. I'm like, oh, hey, Freddie, watch this movie. You know, we're going to do this and so on and so forth. But I was just like, is Freddie going to like this or is he going to watch this and be like, nah, this is fucking stupid. Like the way he was with Harold and Kumar, because this is probably what the fourth pop movie we've done. We've done Up in Smoke, Half to Bake, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, and now Grandma's Boy. So I'm going to let Freddie go first. What he thought about this movie? Because I don't know. I'm going into this blind, so I really want to know.
Well, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I was like, oh man, this is about 30-year-old guy, video games. What is it? Another pot movie? Okay, I found this very hilarious movie. I was laughing.
That's awesome.
I haven't been laughing in a while. So, I mean, it takes a lot for me to get a laugh out of me nowadays.
Yeah.
But I've been so serious. But I enjoyed this whole movie from beginning to end.
Oh, that's so cool. That makes me happy. No laughs. Yeah,
I really did. It was very funny because when this movie came out, I skipped this one. I was 36. I was in my 30s. So, of course, you know, this movie is about a guy who's 30 years old, not married, doesn't have any kids.
Yeah.
He's a video game programmer or a tester. Sorry, he's a tester. So I was like, I don't play video games. So
yeah,
but what interests me was that this guy, you know, he was living with a roommate and then his roommate didn't pay the rent. So he had to get kicked out. The landlord's, by the way, funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Rob Schneider, little cool cameo.
Yes. So he came into the movie. It's always funny to see him in the movie. And well, he gets kicked out and he ends up going to, you know, now he's got just his black bag, or actually a plastic bag with just his belongings because he doesn't own anything. So he's like wanting to spend the night over a friend's house. I was like, wow, man, 30 years old. And, you know, hey, can I go and spend the night over your house?
Right.
And he ends up going back to his grandma's house. So for me, I had a beautiful relationship with my mamá Chelo, my grandmother. And grandmothers are just so sweet. They love you. Sometimes they have their favorites, and obviously it was his favorite. And it was nice to see, you know, a grandma be a part of this. I had no idea what this movie was going to be about. But
I know, I didn't even tell you. I just said, hey, watch Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, so I was like, Grandma's Boy, what is this all about? And by the way, they're played by, you know, Shirley Jones is in it, Shirley Knight. Did I get it right?
And then Doris Roberts.
Doris Roberts, yeah. So great casting for that. And the one who played her, you know, the grandma is so sweet. By the way, she passed away. She's no longer with us.
Yeah.
And but yeah, the jokes within the, you know, between, you know, the guys, so many jokes. Yeah. So many jokes in this film.
Yeah, and,
I mean, how guys, you know, it's like, hey.
Yeah, the way guys are, right?
Yeah, the way guys are when they're, you know, and yeah, but I was cracking up. I actually did enjoy it.
Oh, man, that makes me happy. No lie. So
yeah,
that means
I would watch it again, probably. Yeah, this is probably what
I would. I was going to ask you to rank this between this one and Harold and Kumar. But Harold and Kumar, you said, I wouldn't watch it again. So already you topped freaking Harold and Kumar with this movie.
Totally. And speaking about that was in one part where he goes into his friend's house and he goes, oh, these are my roommates. I go, dude, that's your parents. He calls them his roommates. So he goes into, he spends the night over at his friend's house, and his friend's house got this, like, he's like, he never outgrew his childhood.
He's like a little kid still. Right. He's in jumpers.
Right. In jumpers. And then he's sleeping in a car bed.
Your bed is a car.
Yeah, but it's a fucking sweet car. My roommate said they're going to get me rims for Christmas or a CB radio. I can talk to other car beds.
So he gets up. You know, he gets up and he goes to the bathroom. And of course, he's doing his deal with a doll.
Yeah, a doll.
And then he's, doing his deal. And then the door opens and it turns out to be the mother. He turns around. I can't stop. I'm coming.
What are you doing up
here? Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I can't stop coming. I'm sorry. Oh, it feels so good.
That was hilarious.
Because I was like doing some chores around the house and I had the movie playing, and when that scene happened in my head, I'm like, I wonder what Freddy's gonna think of this. Is he gonna watch this part and just be like, all right, I don't know what the fuck is Santos thinking, why does he want me? Or is he gonna be like, oh, this is funny?
No, it was funny, man. Come on. It's like the mother watching right. You're like, oh, that was like,
I mean, okay, he so can't that stop. That's what he said. He's like, I'm right. Sorry, I can't stop.
But it feels so good.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
And then he's outside with them. He's like, dude, yeah, he came on my mom. Like, what the fuck? Like, he's like, my mom said you could still stay if you want. He's like, yeah, right. Breakfast is going to be fucking weird.
Exactly. Yeah. And then when his mom picks him up, you know, and she kind of looks at him like, I don't know. Well, my mom says you can smell, come over. It's like,
yeah.
But yeah,
well, at one point he calls him on the phone when he burns his hands and asks him, he's like, what do you want? He's like, well, you want to come with my dad now?
Yeah, exactly. See, jokes like that.
Yeah.
All throughout the film, there was just these jokes it was just. Just hilarious.
Yeah, it is. It's like, you know what's crazy about this movie? All right, so when the trailers came out for this, right. People were like, and I included, were like, the fuck is this? This looks stupid as hell. Because like sometimes with the way Hollywood, and you know the system, they hire companies to build trailers for movies. And a lot of times they'll fucking do it wrong. And that's what happened with this movie, where a trailer came out, no one gave a shit, it bombed in the theaters. And the moment it went on home video, it fucking blew up. Like, that's how I saw this, was on video. Okay. And everybody else was like, dude, that movie's fucking funny. And it just got word of mouth after it was released. So this became a hit after the fact when it was on home video.
Yeah. You know, and Jonah Hill, that was like his first video.
Film. Yeah. One of his early
films. He played Barry. And then that guy, Joel David Moore, who plays JP, the genius.
Oh yeah. I am a robot.
Yes, that guy's just a weirdo. Just a weird genius guy, which all, you know.
Adios, turd nuggets.
That was funny. All the characters are funny.
Yeah. Have you ever met anybody who had such a fucking big head like that? Because he was always like, yes, I'm a genius and I'm this and that.
Of course, dude. In the music industry, whoo, yeah.
Like always, someone who thinks their shit don't smell.
Right, yeah. I've met people like that.
And then do you have to just like fucking like agree with them and be a yes man? Or you're like, fuck this guy. Like,
you know what? Sometimes, you know, just to kind of get it over with, you're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, you are a genius, bro. Yeah, whoo, yeah. Killer. Yeah, you're badass. And then you're like, and then they walk away and then you're like.
Just making fun of him.
Making fun of him. Mira este pendejo. Yo soy el montón.
Fucking el robot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right, because then they start making fun of him. He's like, where do you get your clothes in the Matrix?
That's funny, because he was all Matrix out in this film.
Yeah, you know? He was all fucking... Dude, no lie, I knew a guy like that in high school, where one year, I knew him like freshman year, normal kid, this and that. Once, you know, all the Marilyn Manson and everything got all popular, out of nowhere, dude, he looked just like this. He would walk around in a trench coat, all serious-like, and he'd be like, hey, did you know I painted my room black? I'm like, okay, so like, what the fuck? Why do you tell me? he would just go around fucking try to be purposely weird, just like JP, minus the robot voice.
Right.
I wish he did.
I met one too in high school, and he was like that. He wore like this leather, not leather. It was a trench coat too.
Yeah.
And everybody thought he was just weird, but he became my friend. He was like, hey, do you like Depeche Mode?
Like, you're like, how do you know?
Yeah, I do like Depeche Mode. That's cool. Do you like Duran Duran? I have their CD. I was like, wow, okay. And it was just, but he was the like, nicest guy. He was just, yeah. He was just, you know, not just.
Just gave different. Off the weird vibes for everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. But once you broke the ice with him, he was really cool down out.
Yeah. No, not guy. This guy. Not the guy I knew. Fucking, he was cool before he got right. all dumb and weird. Because right. I think he was trying too hard. He was right. muy like, fucking, like, ay, míralo, soy dark. Like, look at me with my jacket. Like, that's what he would do. He would purposely tell you things just to be like, oh, wow, this guy's so edgy. And then I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm like, dick, I'm like, my room's yeah. black too, but I'm not going around telling people that.
Yeah,
like,
I met this one guy too when I worked at MCA Records Universal. He was an art director and
yeah,
great, great talent. Best covers. Like, you know, I won that. I won an award for that cover. I was like, yeah, that's why you're so cool and you're working and you're making all the big dough here. Yeah, we all know that, Tim. Thank you very much.
There you go, dude. JP. Yes. It's literally like, yeah, I'm a genius. I passed Legend yeah. of Zelda at 2.
Yeah, dude, that guy, God, people like that just whew.
They're fucking real, man. I just wish I knew someone that would do the vote. I am a robot.
I am a genius. You need to speak to me this way. You are nobody. You are below me.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. That is a great idea.
Those are the only kind I have.
Would you be embarrassed if he had to move in with your grandma? You mentioned that, like, because you had that, like, oh, you know, your mama cello was so sweet and stuff like that. Like, if you were single in your mid-30s and you had to move in with your grandma, would you be embarrassed to tell your friends? Or you would do the same thing, like, you know, oh, no, I'm living with these single girls.
I thought about that. I thought of it because he was lying. You know,
he was all embarrassed.
Yeah, he was embarrassed. You know, I'm living with three chicks, two hot chicks, man. I have sex and I watch porn and this and that. I don't know. No, I would just say, yeah, I live with my mamacello, man. She's cool. You know, because my grandma was cool. My grandma was, you know, she was very cool. Yeah, I thought about that. I was like, would I or, you know.
I don't know. You're like, I don't know. I know for me at a certain age, I got embarrassed that I lived at home. Like when after I graduated, like fucking high school, I was in like, cause I didn't move out till honestly at the end of this year, meaning for the movie 2006. So I moved out in December of 2006. By that point, I had already graduated in 2000 so I was still living at home for 6 years. So like, you know, even like right afterwards, fucking, I was already embarrassed. Well, you being know, like I live at home. Like,
no, well, you know, being Mexican, I'm Mexican, and you know, our parents didn't want to let us go. You
yeah.
know? So I was the last one. My sister ended up getting married first, and then my brother. And I always like, I wasn't at home really. So you know, and I helped my parents. You know, I helped them with the bills and all that, and. You know, and then as I got older, I was like, I need to get out of here, you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I'll call you, I'll come and visit, you know, but yeah, it wasn't like, you know, my white friends are like, hey, you're 18, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Or they're like, well, who cares? Just go. Like, you don't have to tell them anything. I'm like, hey, I'm like, when it comes to fucking your parents, it's fucking Latinos, like, ah, nah, they're like, hey, ¿dónde vas? They'll call me. It's already like going to be midnight. ¿Y dónde estás? I'm like, I'm out with my friends. Exactly, I'm like, dad, I'm like 24 years old. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude, when, you know, that of my mom passed, I would always call her and say, you know, hey, mom, I'm home. You know, I just got home from the tour or I got home from, I'm at the hotel now. And, you know, it's,
yeah, it's that's just, how my know, dad would be and my mom, but more so my dad. You're like, cuando llegas visa, you know, like, yeah. Say, like, just give me a call. Let me know a text. Un text. That's
funny.
Yeah,
my white friends just don't get it, man. They're like, hey, why do you have to call your mom all the time? Yeah, you mama's boy. I was like, no, I just love my mother. Don't you love your mother?
Yeah, it's just a certain level for like, you know, like the way we are. Because, man, my parents, you know, the Mexican parents, like, that's the thing. It's just a form of respect. Like, we would just let them know, like, hey, I'm going here. Like, you know, or, hey, you know, I'm home. Like, you know, cuídate, you know, estás bien, me llames, you know, everything, dude.
I still have messages from my mother and I found one that I never heard. And she was like, she called me and she was like, Freddy, mijo, ¿dónde estás? No me has llamado, you haven't called me.
No.
And I was like, oh, man, I missed that one. But I never missed her phone call. And if I did, I would call her the following day, right away.
Yeah.
Or because, you know, she would go to bed early. around, you know, 10 o'clock after novelas and all that. But yeah, I mean, that's just our culture. That's just the way we are with, you know. I would tell my ex-girlfriend, because I was like, dude, have you talked to your mom? Oh, no, we haven't talked for like 4 months. I was like, damn. <It's> like, you guys text each other?
Like, you're like, you don't say hi? Yeah. Like, okay. My dad would just randomly call me. He's like, hey, ¿cómo estás? You know, you're like, hey, yeah. You know, just to check on me, just to see how I'm doing. That's it.
So, you know, this movie reminded me a lot of my grandmother. You know, she would always make you feel at home. You know, what do you need, mijo? Do you want me to cook? I cook something, you know, and, you know, always feeding me and, you know.
Yeah.
Having a good time with her. And then her stories about, you know, her past life, the stuff that you should do. So this movie just brought.
But what if you accidentally got your mom, your grandma high?
You know what?
Like in the movie. Yes, that was funny.
There's one scene because the main character, he puts his weed in this container.
Yeah, Alex.
Alex. And in the room where he's sleeping, the roommate of his grandmother, she passed away. I remember when he goes, Grandma, where did she die? Well, did she die in the bed? No, she died in the floor. You know, it's like, and then there was one scene where he's sleeping, right?
Oh, yes.
And then he's like, oh, you know, death is so cold. And he's freaking out going, what, is there a spirit in here or something? And it's his grandma playing.
Yeah, I'm scaring him.
Yeah, I'm just scaring you. I told you we were going to have fun.
He's like, what the fuck, grandma?
So there's this one scene where he's trying, he hides his stash of weed and he puts it in this container.
Yeah.
And then her, the grandma with her roommates, she goes in there and she finds the weed. So one night they just get together and she thought it was tea. So she ended up drinking the weed. And he gets home with his friends, you know, and they're like, hey, I think they're still up. And of course, they're having a good time. They're just like all high because they're, you know, they drank this tea. So it reminded me of one time when my grandmother had a little bit of what was that drink she would drink? It was like with milk, koala. I don't know what it was, but it was an alcoholic drink. She had too many. And my grandma was having a good time. We were playing music because we always had family reunions. And she ended up like, she was dancing. And then she started taking her layers of clothes. Woo! She was like, Grandma, what are you doing? This is like giving us not a striptease, but she was just like, I was like, wow, my grandma's having a good time. So that kind of reminded me of that time when, you know, my grandma having a little bit of alcohol in her system.
One of the parts I like when grandmas, when they're all high, because what happens is like before we find out that is they're all of them, I guess they like finally finished the game, because that's what the whole story is.
Yeah,
is where they're that crazy I am a robot guy JP like created a new game. So they're all working on the game. They finally finish the game. It's all done. And then the boss treats them to a fucking vegan dinner. And they go to the restaurant
the boss was she was cute.
The one
who plays.
Oh, no, she's the one that oversees
the project. Yeah, she's the
project, manager. Yeah,
but
yeah,
also,
yeah.
But also the boss, he's like a weird organic
like, you know, yoga like guy. Vegan
yoga guy. He's like, dude, last night I had a dream that I became a snake and then I morphed into this. And I'm like,
yeah. Kevin Nealon. Yeah, he's freaking funny. Yeah, all weird stretching and fucking shit like that.
Even yoga, you know, I was like, this guy's so weird, you know, but it's like
yeah. So then they go out and they go to Tommy's. They're like, fuck this. Like, fuck
by the
this
way, this was filmed in LA.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
because that's the original Tommy's.
Yeah, it's still there today, bro.
Exactly. Every now and again, I'll get a delivery right down the street from there. And sometimes when they're like, I'll get a text from, they're like, hey, go to lunch. I'll go there. I'll go get some fucking food. And I'll park in the lot and go to the original Tommy's, dude.
Yeah, bro. So if you're in LA, go check out the original Tommy's in downtown. So
yeah, it's on, I don't know, the Beverly and something. I can't remember.
Just check it out. Google it. Google it, man.
Yeah, Google it.
And then...
I sale. And then that's when the Nick Swartzen's character Jeff, he's like, I gotta go to the bathroom, and like, just go pee around the corner. He's like, no, it's like number I gotta two. Pee out my ass.
Dude, can we go back to your grandma's house? I have to use the bathroom.
We're not going to my grandma's house. Go pee in the alley.
I have to pee out of my ass.
Oh man,
it's an emergency.
Oh yeah.
So they go to the house, and then that's when they realize, like, Why are they all happy? In which this part's it's a little racist. I mean, it is fucking racist where they're watching Mexican TV, like Spanish
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, it's funny, but it was racist.
Yeah, and they're like I'm laughing, but yeah, I'm like, all right.
But no, you know, at first when I was like, what are they watching? And then I heard the Spanish dialogue.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and they're like, oh, it's more funny. It's like, ah.
Yeah, they're like, don't, you know, all this. I was like, really? Like, what the fuck? But I mean, it made me laugh still, you know? And then that's when they're like,
I think I hear voices.
Is this Spanish?
Numero dos, andale.
Hey, Grandma.
I don't understand what these people are saying.
Así que aquí estamos ahora sí en un dueto musical.
Chichin Zapata. Chichin Chuchin no Coco.
They're like, huh? He's like, oh, we made some tea, you know, and he mentions that. So when they go upstairs, he's like, holy shit, like my grandma smoked my pot. And they're like, oh, what the fuck? So then that's where like, well, we don't have any weed. And then they call the guy. He's like,
Grandma, why aren't you in bed?
We're getting ready for bed. And then we had a pot of Sophie's tea.
What tea?
Sophie's tea from the tin on her dresser. Oh, we thought it'd be nice to drink it in memory of Sophie.
My grandma drank all my pot.
You know, she's like, yeah, call your pot guy. He's like, all right, calm down, pothead. You know, fucking.
That is great. I'm just saying it's cool. I mean, how many people get to say that in a lifetime?
Do you have any more pot?
No.
I could definitely smoke a joint right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Call that weirdo Dante.
Yeah, call him.
Hey, easy, pothead. I'll get you your fix.
Peter Dante. That's
yeah. So they call him, Dante. And he shows up, and obviously, just like every movie trope, he doesn't just come by himself. He brings everybody.
It's cool if I invited some of my friends from the Crazy Beaver, right?
Maybe next time you could go a little less on the crazy and a little more on the beaver.
There's no trouble, bro. They're people just like you and me. Now hit this joint, have some fun.
And there's this part I love that always makes me laugh, where she's giving cereal to this big biker guy and this business guy. And she's like, oh, he's like, I like the little guy on.
Who wants some cereal?
Yeah. Colonel Crackers is the best.
Oh, I just wish he would hop off the box and hang out with us. I think he's so cute.
Guess I'm not high enough to get that one.
Well, guess what else you're not going to get, party pooper? The Colonel. Here, honey.
Sucks to be you, nerd.
He's like, sucks to be you. And yeah. I don't know why that makes me laugh.
Yeah. And the funny thing too, you know, Jeff, Nate, played by Nick Swartzen, is hooking up with Grace, played by Shirley Jones.
Yeah, from the Partridge Jones. Family, the mom.
Yes, yes. And it's funny because, you know, she's like, oh, I've slept with a lot of people. And, you know, she's like, yeah. Oh, so you're like the whore, you know. He's like,
I once gave Charlie Chaplin a hand job.
No way. Was he silent?
Not after I was done with him.
Yeah. Was it silent? See, jokes like that. It's just like, you know, to see her play that role. I mean, this is the mom of the Partridge Family, needs to, for her to play this role.
Yeah.
It's just so like, you know.
And he said like during this that he said it was weird because her husband would be on set during these scenes as like they're making out. So he said it felt weird and uncomfortable, you know, but it's funny because the following day when they wake up in bed, he's like, yeah, this was my first time. And she's like, this was probably like what, my 3,000th or 5,000?
Yeah. 3,000 time. And he's like, wow, I didn't wear a condom.
Yeah. You know, and man. It's just like, it's just jokes like this.
And,
like,
and then Barry, he's like sucking on this woman's breast for like 14 hours.
Yeah, dude, I wanted to ask about that because, especially later the next day when they're walking out, he's literally has his fucking mouth on her nipple.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that was
that's crazy that like they went full on. Like, so,
oh, yeah,
like. They're all actors. It's acting, but he literally had to have. It's not fake. Like, you know, in movies, sometimes people like
her time. She was called Milkmaid.
Yeah, that's literally her character name, Milkmaid,
played by Heidi Hawking.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah. What a role for that. Imagine. Wow.
Seriously. But yeah, fucking, I don't know. It's just, it's so weird about that. But
that was weird. That's just weird. I was like, ooh, okay. They took that to the.
And like, there's certain scenes that are just random and funny, like where they need the, because on the side, Alex is making a video game. So his grandma, like, he shows her the game and she starts playing the game. So she learns how to fucking play this video game, right? But at one point when JP steals the fucking game, like, and he claims it's his, he's like, you know what, fuck this, Alex, like, I quit, and he fucking bails, and he's hanging out with his buddy Dante, and then that's when, like, hey, you know, they have your grandma, she's here hostage. He's like, oh, what the fuck? So they trick him because he's all high, and he's like, I'm too stoned to drive. He's like, yeah, me too. And they look at the monkey, and it's a weird fucking
scene. I love that the monkey was hilarious,
and the monkey's driving the car. Yeah,
ride, monkey.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
The minute we put it in the script, we just laughed and laughed and thought, oh God, this is going to be the best. You know, a chimpanzee driving down the street. If I saw it in real life, I'd laugh. So I figured I'd laugh if I saw it in a crazy movie, too.
It's funny because it looks like he's looking in the rearview mirror, but he's actually looking at the trainer. So here's the chimp driving. He's like, but they would do the rearview mirror up here, too. I mean, they trained him to do all these things. And he was also mostly obsessed with Dante's feet. He, like, always wanted to touch them. And so while we were shooting, he was grabbing his foot. And the trainer's like, no, up here. And he made him put the hands up there. But what you forget about a monkey, he's got feet hands.
Yeah, monkey feet hands.
He reached over with his foot and grabbed Dante's big toe.
Covert started laughing too loud. Harry thought Covert was gonna hurt me. So he actually reaches out to bite Covert. Like this at one time, and Keith, you can hear him yell.
No!
Drive, dude!
Get in your seat!
Drive, monkey, drive! And then he does it again, and this is the cut they use in the movie. Watch Harry the chimp try to bite Covert in the face. You can put it in slow-mo if you need to on DVD, you know what I'm saying?
You know, you can't just go, hey, relax, please. Please relax. There's no idea what you're saying. You know what I mean? All he hears is like,
and that's why it's just weird, stupid shit like that in the movie that makes me fucking laugh, dude.
You know what? Seriously, I didn't really expect that I was going to like this movie. And look, we're like talking about it, feeding off what we've seen. Yeah. And it's just it's very funny movie. I mean, the jokes, you know, just jokes left and right in this movie.
Yeah, it's like, and then I know, like, for some people, like, you'll watch this, but this is dumb. Like, it's like, who's going to jerk off to a doll? Hey, before the internet, you get a Sears catalog, you know, exactly. The lingerie section, you know.
No, fucking, everybody. No, I use Pornhub.
We didn't have that option.
We had Playboy magazines back in the day.
You know, or if you you didn't have that option, you know, that's what I'm saying. You know, if you had the catalog, the bathing suits or something, you're fucking you're young, you didn't know. Yeah, fucking exactly. You just like, I'm just gonna use this. You know, he had a doll. which, you know what used to scare me? Speaking of dolls in the bathroom, you know what? Perfect. You probably would know. Anytime I would go visit, like, the older members in my family, like my tías and grandmas and shit like that, in the bathroom, they would have this doll that would have, like, a dress that was, like, knitted, and it covered the toilet paper.
What?
Did you have that in your bathroom? Like, anyone you knew when you were younger? A lot of, like, anytime I visit anybody, like, the family from East LA, Southgate, over there, like, they all had that. They all had, like, it was like a toilet paper cover, but it was a doll, like, but she was wearing this knitted dress. I'll send you a picture, but
you know what? Yeah, I did. It was, like, probably my godmother. She had one of those. So it's probably the old generation had those
bits.
Yeah, I remember seeing that as a kid or growing up. I don't know. Actually, the rain, you can hear the rain now. It's raining again.
Oh, it's back? It's back?
Yeah, it's back.
Oh, yeah, here it goes. Here, watch. Here comes the rain again.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I would see that. It would kind of be weird. It's like,
yeah,
weird thing there, you know?
I don't know. I'll post about it, but yeah, it was just one of those fucking, I don't know, it was just a weird thing. Well, yeah, what's the highest you've ever been? Have you ever been, like, super high? Yeah.
I think probably the first time when I started, you know, I mean, I don't smoke anymore, but it all depends on what kind of weed it was, you know.
Yeah,
but not, I wouldn't be that high. I mean, I
so high that a monkey would drive the car.
Right, not, it would be fun. That would have been fun, you know.
Yeah,
like some whack weed that they're giving me,
or like when they're sitting down and they're watching. It's Alex. He's holding a video game controller, and the monkey's holding a video game controller. And then it shows the TV, and it's off.
And it's off. Yes,
not even watching anything.
Yes, that's how high. Yeah, they're all playing video games in their mind. They're like, I think I see it, but the screen is black.
Yeah. And then they, you know, at the end when they show up and save the day, I like when what you call it, Kevin Nealon says some weird ass, you know, crazy shit, and Dante asks him, he's like, oh man, he's like, I want to know where you get your weed from. He's like, I get it from you, Dante. He's like, oh yeah.
I am so sorry, I didn't believe you, Alex. You know, I had a dream last night. I was a snake slithering through the grass until it came upon a dead elk. And I climbed into his soul. And it's there I stayed until morning, which meant that I will underestimate someone very close to me.
Wow. Where do you get your weed?
From you, Dante.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Mr. Diesel?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was like, no wonder he was like telling these weird stories about... Because he was smoking weed too.
Yeah, because you know? Could you find that out in the beginning when he first goes to his house and he's like right there, he's like, oh, sorry, I didn't hear the phone. I was putting up my Christmas tree. It's like, it's the middle of July. He's like, oh shit, it is. And he's like, and why are you naked? He's like, I'm naked.
Don't you answer your phone? I've been calling for a half an hour.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was putting up my Christmas tree.
Dude, it's July.
Get the fuck out of here. It is?
Yeah. And why are you naked?
Oh my God, I am naked. Come on in.
And I love the way he plays like stoner. I love his stoner character. Like it may, because it doesn't come off fake. Like it feels real. It's right, like when we talked about Half Baked, where right. like Jim Brewer's character, Kenny, came off very like stone, like a real stoner. And I like Dante's character in this film. Like Dante plays it really well. Peter Dante, his character, the way he plays Stone is pretty good. But like I said, they have like weird randomness when like the tiger lets loose in the neighborhood and he's on the news and shit.
Yeah, and he's all cussing and saying, yeah, and then this lion. And, you know, by the way, he's had a crazy life, man. Like
who, Peter Dante?
Yeah, he's been in jail. He's been like accusing to kill his children. And I mean maybe he's
wait,
still
are
smoking.
You serious?
Yeah, I was reading about him and there was like he was in jail and because he was threatening to kill his children or something like that. And he doesn't look good.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, what kind of weed is he still smoking nowadays?
Right. You know? He looks bad right now.
Yeah, bro. It's like, what happened? It's like, what happens to these actors? You know, it's like they you know, they hit the prime top of their game and career. And then after that, you know, they take this drastic downfall. And yeah, so that was surprising for me
to
read about.
Holy shit. I'm like looking at it right now. There's like, I just hit, I put Google search Peter Dante. Then I hit the news. And here's all like the main articles. Peter Dante allegedly flips out at a hostess for asking him to wear a mask. Actor Peter Dante arrested for allegedly threatening neighbor over noise complaint. Yeah. Peter Dante, regular in Adam Sandler movies, accused of anti-Semitic remarks in recent lawsuit. Unrecognizable after his arrest. Like, holy shit, dude,
so
what the fuck happened to this guy?
Probably,
threatened to kill his neighbor. Like, what the fuck? I had
weed,
no
man.
Idea this
yeah,
shit. I'm on like, oh, this guy, I love him. He's the best. Thing. And now he's living, like fucking.
He's like, he's living the act, you know, that character in real life.
It's like fucking Randy Quaid. You heard what happened to that guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That guy went fucking crazy and he posted a video of himself going down on his wife while his wife like wears a mask of this guy. I don't know. It was
dude,
crazy.
Hollywood, bro. The devil. Sale el diablo.
Es que el diablo. Está suelto, and that's el what diablo. He would say. Like, that's why, like, you know how, like, when you see like someone out there and they're like they say, oh, they're just crazy. They're seeing, you know, they're they're just crazy. But I'm like, what if they're not? What if they truly are seeing people? What if they are seeing things that, and we're, but we just label them crazy? Like,
I'm telling you, bro, Hollywood is the devil, bro. It's never, you know,
el diablo.
El diablo, sale el diablo y ya te fregaste.
Yeah, I mean, you've been in that industry for fucking years. You must have seen some shit.
Yeah, I did. I actually went into a nightclub, bro. I remember walking to the nightclub. And, you know, it was all gothic. And then I went into this other VIP room. Bro, I walk into this VIP room. Look, that's why I'm like a very, I'm very spiritual. Tengo Dios en mi vida. Dude, I walked in this room, bro. And I saw nalgas. I saw people like on top of each other doing some crazy stuff. I saw that it was crazy. I was like, I need to get out of here. The devil's here.
I need to get out
of
here. El Diablo.
Why am I seeing people on top of each other naked? What the hell is going on here?
Like, I mean, you know, they have to have like swinger fucking communities in Hollywood.
It was kind of like that, bro. It was like everybody was swinging with each other. And I was like, you know, and then someone looked at me and said, you're not going to swing with me. Let's get out of here. I need to get out of this room.
Dave Gahan.
Exactly. And then my angel wings came out, bro. I had to fight the devil. The people I was with, I was like, I need to get out of here like right now. So I'm not into this.
Yeah, just fucking scared the shit out of you.
It was like, weird, bro. It was like,
ooh. like he didn't give names. He didn't give name, but like I listened to Kevin Smith's podcast, and one of the more recent one, he mentioned that one of his friends who's in Hollywood told him that there's literal people, there's a society in Hollywood who truly believe they are fucking vampires, and they'll have parties where they actually drink blood and shit. He didn't name names. But he's like, yeah, Hollywood's fucking crazy, bro. Like, well, there's shit out there that exists.
I'll mention the name of this, but it was called Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger?
Yes.
Is that the club or what?
That was the club. That was the night of, and yeah, that was where all the stuff was happening, bro. I walked into that room and I had to get out. It was weird. It was just like, I never went back. I never returned. They wanted me to perform there. Like, nope, I'm not going to be performing for the devil. You know?
Cloak and Dagger Club. Let me see. Hollywood, right?
Yes. Now everybody's going to be looking at, you know.
I know, dude. Everyone's going to look it up. It made me all fucking.
A lot of fame is like.
Hey, it's by the El Capitan Theater.
Well, it used to be. It used to be in Hollywood Boulevard.
Permanently closed.
Yes. Well, there's some stuff that came out during last year before COVID. So, yeah. Look it up, you guys.
Oh, shit. You're right. I remember some crazy shit came out. Like, yeah, oh, so there's this actor that fucking also part of it. Like, let me see.
Yeah, so there was a lot of like that.
LA Goth Club, known for rituals and secrecy, has been closed amid sexual misconduct claims. I remember this because I have some friends.
I'm not going to name any names because I know some of these names, but you guys can do the research. But yeah, I attended this and I went there for the music. The music was great.
Yeah, of course. I
was not into the other stuff, bro. And that's what I said. I was like, I need to get out of here. You know, and then I went to go pure myself. Go cleanse myself. You know?
Padre Espíritu Santo, pero
una limpia, mate una limpia.
So that would be like the craziest shit you've ever seen in Hollywood. Yeah,
at that level.
Well, shit, look at, obviously there was shit going on because they got fucking closed down because of some stuff going on.
Yeah,
I mean, it's Hollywood, dude. The moment you have money, unlimited fucking money, dude,
you get away with unlimited access to whatever you want. That's what Hollywood is so, you know, it's devilish.
Yeah, it is, because you get to a point where it's almost like you could get away with anything. You have the money and people hush it out of under the carpet, as they say. Yeah. You know, I don't know why we got to this level from Grandma.
I know, boy. Exactly.
People are like, hey, ¿qué pasó?
¿Qué pasó con el con Grandma's boy con el devil? Oh man, people are weird, man.
It just makes me laugh, man. But yeah, but this movie, fucking Grandma's Boy. All in all, it's a fun film. Like, it's one of those where, like, honestly, you might think it's stupid, but it's truly funny. It has a great cast. It's an ensemble cast where it's a whole group of them. It's a hilarious film for me. I really enjoyed it. Hell, Freddie, he said he'd watch it again.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, it's a raining day, so maybe it's just, you know, the climate. Yeah. And I was I had my coffee, and I was like, I'm gonna check this out. Going in it with not even thinking about it, I just but it did make me laugh, and I haven't been laughing in a while, so
yeah. And if you can go to the original Tommy's, it's in LA.
Yeah, check that out.
It'll be right now from Monday to Thursday. Buy one chili cheeseburger, get a second one free.
Mira, híjole, ya sabes los specials.
I do. Because I follow them, and I always, every now and again, I'll take advantage of fucking.
Oh, the last Tommy Burgers I had was a few years. I haven't had a Tommy.
Oh yeah, we talked about it because you said you're not a fan. Like it's too pesado. Like it's too pesado,
and it's fucking messy. Mr. Organic.
Oh, I love meat. I love fucking vegan.
Hey, I'm 50 years old, man. I got to take care of my.
Yeah,
heart,
you
man.
Got. You have to. I mean, that's I can't the be thing. Drinking.
It's all. It's a good greasy, cheesy hamburger. You know, it's like
they're gonna be like, hey, did you hear Freddie died? What happened? He had a burger in his hand, fucking Tommy.
Halfway, he didn't even eat it.
La grasa. It was just all that grease, fucking his heart just gave out.
Oh man, so you know, guys, if you haven't seen this movie, you know, you just want to laugh and have a good time. This is one of the films you can pick up in one of the rainy days, you know, you want to just relax. Or, you know, just on a sunny day, you can just, you know,
watch
this movie. You can, I watched it on YouTube. I paid, $4, $3 for it. You know, you can
rent it. There's two versions to it, but honestly, it's not that different. It's probably about like a minute's worth, but it's just little jokes that are left out. There's an unrated version, and then there's the theatrical version. The unrated version just has like tiny little jokes, like when they get kicked out of the house.
Right.
There's a quick joke that he says outside of the house, in which I forget what that joke was, but it's just tiny, like, but other than that, like, yeah, you know, check it out. It's a fun watch. Amazon Prime. You could either rent or buy it.
Yeah. It's only an hour and 34 minutes. So an hour of 34 minutes of laughs.
Yeah. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, what happened?
By the way, the soundtrack of this was good. The music in this film was great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so the soundtrack of this movie.
See, I didn't bring it up because I didn't know if you were to know. Like
no, I was listening to stuff. I was like, wow, this is a pretty good soundtrack.
Like Fisher Spooner.
Yeah, Fisher Spooner. I was like, wow.
Also, you knew them or know them? Like,
yeah, music-wise? Of course. That's Fisher Spooner and some other ones. I was like, wow, yeah, I'm a big fan of Fisher Spooner.
Yeah, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well,
but I think it's time we hop into that DeLorean and travel back to the future.
This has been a Brothers Bear Network production.